John Boggs standing by out of the Ponderosa Steakhouse with some special guests this morning. Let's head to Ponderosa. Here's John. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're with Assistant Chief Nathan Springer and our good friend Betty Stone.
Good morning.
A WPGW alum and also a Police Academy alum. So welcome, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
You know, I love this program because I get the opportunity to talk to people about things that are going on in Portland. And the Police Academy is something I knew nothing about. So it really intrigues me. I love discovering these things and sharing them with our listeners. So Nathan, tell us a little bit how long you've been with the police department.
I've been with the police department since 1999.
Okay. Are you from this area?
I'm from Pennville.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay County native.
Okay. Well, tell us about the Police Academy. What actually is the Police Academy?
It's a program that we started in 2004, and it gives the public an opportunity to see firsthand what law enforcement does on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. And how long is it?
We meet one night a week, mm-hmm. on Thursday nights from 6:30 to 9, and it's for 7 weeks.
Okay. And who... Are you the instructor, or you have several instructors?
Well, that's a good thing about the academy. You meet about all the officers at the police department.
Okay.
We all have different topics that we go through uh-huh. every week.
And when did this start?
2004. In January, we started researching the academy, and we did that by contacting police departments out of state mm-hmm. and in state. And then we spent one day. We went to Columbus, Indiana, and met with one of their officers that was in charge of their program, and we brought everything back and made one for our department.
Okay, so this is something that's been going on successfully in other communities then?
Yes.
Okay. Betty, when did you get involved with the Police Academy?
In 2009.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting. You learn what all an officer has, an individual has to do to become an officer.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know that any one subject, any one night is more interesting than another. However, I do like Roy.
Okay. And can you give us a hint as to why?
He's a four-legged police officer.
Uh-huh.
And he sniffs out drugs.
Oh.
And I got to see him work firsthand. I got to see a demonstration at the academy one night. But then during this, you get to ride with an officer at some point during this academy.
Uh-huh.
And the night that I rode with the officer, a semi-truck was stopped out south of town, uh-huh. and I got to see Roy...
Go to work. Wow.
Very interesting.
I'll bet. Now, is Roy the only canine that the department has
now? Yeah, he's our only canine.
Okay. So I guess there's probably a lot of demand to go out and watch Roy work.
He's working 24/7. He's on call even when he's not out on the road.
Wonderful. So how can people get involved and I guess go through the academy? Do they have to be nominated or?
No, they can pick up a application at the police department, and they just have to fill it out, turn it back in by next Thursday, the 13th, mm-hmm. and then we'll start our classes on the 20th.
Okay. Is there any limits of how many people are in the academy?
Yeah, we have limited seating.
Okay. So, you still have room?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And, Betty, you're an alumni.
Right.
So, and I asked you a little bit earlier, what happens once you complete the academy? Tell us a little bit about what the alumni does.
We have fundraisers throughout the year. We have a hot dog cart. Mm-hmm. And we go out to different locations and sell hot dogs and soft drinks. And we have bake sales down at the community center when they have the tournaments down there, the basketball tournaments and that kind of
okay.
thing. And all of the money stays right here in Jay County. And we give a scholarship to a Jay County high school graduate that's going into law enforcement. And then we have the Shop with a Cop program at Christmas time for those children less fortunate.
Wow. Okay. How many members are there of the alumni now?
I think we have about 80.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not bad. And you said you started in 2004, so this would be the eighth year then.
Yeah, this last year we didn't have a class.
Okay.
But we're picking it back up this year, and we've had them every year since '04.
I would imagine from the department side, this is great community relations, and you probably get a good feel for what the community thinks of the police department, or at least a significant segment.
Yeah, it's beneficial for everybody. You know, everybody going through there, plus all the officers in the police department.
Uh-huh.
We learn what their concerns are.
Uh-huh.
Plus, it opens that up for they'll hopefully feel more comfortable come in and talk to us whenever they have a concern.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, Betty and I talked a little earlier about a situation that she noticed the other day, and she mentioned that she had called the police. Now, if I'd gone through that, I'm not sure that would have been my first reaction, and I'm sure Betty's reaction was because she went through the academy.
I think so. Yes, yeah. I really do.
So, okay. Well, please for our listeners to come sign up for the academy.
Well, I think anybody will have fun in it, and it's interesting because the first week I usually hear people grumbling a little bit about it. You know, maybe their wife talked them into going, or someone talked them into it. But by the end, on almost all the evaluations that they fill out for us, they're wishing it was longer.
Yeah.
And that's how we could improve it, they always say. But I want to remind everybody it's open to anybody 18 or older.
Uh-huh.
We've had all walks of life go through there, and we've ranged from a high school age for high school kids in high school all the way up to people that's retired.
Is there a cost for it?
No, it's absolutely free.
Okay. And I assume all the officers donate their time and
yeah, yep. Everybody's real active and perceptive to it.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, Betty, would you recommend that people sign up for it?
Oh, definitely, yes. There was one thing that, or a lot of things that I learned, but one thing, I had never had my hands on a gun. I was always scared to death of guns. They take you out to the shooting range,
uh-huh,
and they teach you about guns and how to handle a gun and everything. So it's not all classroom. You get out and get to have hands-on education too.
You kind of learn what a police officer does on a daily basis.
That's right. Yeah, and all of this, not all of it, but 90% of it is held at the fire station.
Oh, okay. Okay. So where can people pick up applications?
At the Portland Police Department.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's go back to the studio, and when we come back, we'll get some final details about the academy, but it's really been interesting talking to you about this.
Okay.
Let's go back and pay some bills, Rob.